This Yata de Shemaya, we have gone through Bochi Navshi Hashem, the Nefesh HaYehudi, represented by Dovid HaMelech, that appreciates HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the amazing world that He has given us and the amazing Neshama He has given us, pays attention on a daily basis to the beauty of life and the connection between Him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's one situation. A person gets up in the morning and Baruch Hashem, he feels good, well rested. The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, the grass is growing. And Dovid HaMelech teaches us, don't just go through that day without paying attention. Pay attention, if the sun is shining, that's a special gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who created the sun in the exact position to give us the heat we need, the light we need. Not only that, but it gives us the wavelengths, the types of light that is beneficial for us. And all the dangerous ones we are protected from, whether it be through the Mekore B'Mayim Al Yosef, the water in the atmosphere that blocks out, or other factors in the atmosphere itself that cause that to happen. And then afterwards, pay attention to the fact there's so much life in this world. Also, everything set up with all the mechanisms that Hashem set up. For there to be the oceans, the rivers, and the rains to cause vegetation to sprout forth, to give life to the animals, and afterwards to us. Looking at a tree, that amazing machine that we see, the leaves with their chlorophyll absorbing the energy of the sun in creating the sugars and other compounds that are needed for producing the tree itself, the bush itself, and then afterwards, those that have fruit, the fruit itself, combining all the different elements we wouldn't believe can be ingested by a human being. But that's what it is. All the food we have that is grown on the earth is coming from the nutrients in the earth, the rainwater, and some other elements in the atmosphere. All those combined to bring us our bread and our apples and pears, tomatoes and cucumbers. And each one contributes to the nourishment that we need to go onward. And then look into our own bodies, all the wonders of our bodies. Just as we're getting up and doing our natural things, pay a little more attention and be appreciative of the Hashkocha Hashem set up so that we and everything alive in this world has what it needs. And then think, if Hashem has Kavayochel gone out of His way to take care of every fine-tuned need of me and everything else in life to keep us alive and to keep us going, then all those other things that are going on in my life are also from Hashem's Hashkocha. And the greatest Hashkocha we have is that we are His chosen nation, the nation that He picked from the billions of mankind, Klal Yisrael, that received the Torah. We are the only ones that have the Bochi Navshi Es Hashem. We have that Nefesh that connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that brings us the Siyata Shema in this world and brings us eternal life in the world to come. Let us follow Dovid HaMelech's wonderful way of life and always be able to follow his also Ashir Lach Hashem B'Chayai Azamer Lekai B'Yodi. Always be able to sing out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu even when we have our more challenging times. And with this, Amir Hashem, we'll have the peace of mind, the ability to focus on what's really important in life, to do the right things for ourselves and have room in our hearts for others around us, to do chasadim for others with our actions, with our tefillahs. The more we develop our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're developing the connection of Klal Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And yes, Hashem, with this, we will help bring tremendous Yeshuas to ourselves and to all Klal Yisrael. And be zeiche to see the final stage of the Bria, when the entire world will call out and recognize there's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. There'll be the time. There will be no more evil left in the world. And we will be all together singing out, Bochi Navshi Es Hashem.